Yeah.
Pastor Bruce Spindler, actually, he's asking for something. We were emailing him.
Yes.
He was asking for a list. Discussing.
Right.
And then he's asking for the material. Yes. Majority of them are from here.
But all of those are on our website. Why can't you just give him access?
Okay, yeah, so it's really, but he wants the notes.
They're, all the notes are on there.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. I can give him the link to the podcast. Okay.
Do that, because then, you know, because it's got, you can download the notes then.
Yes. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I know, I've been following, I've been copied on all of those.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll just give one.
Yeah. I mean, and tell if PDFs are okay. If not, I mean, I just don't want to go through, it just takes too much time to go through all my notes, but if the PDFs are okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's all he gives out is his PDFs, so.
Thank you.
Are you looking for me?
Yes.
Yes. Are we going to Mogu's?
No.
Are we going to bring it in?
Yeah. But we're ordering for Pastor Manny.
Fine, where are we ordering? Yeah, I probably don't want any. Yeah, I can't eat any of that. So.
Anything along the way?
Well, I gotta have lunch.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else you want? Go for lunch. I'm going to Market.
Yeah. It's kind of iffy over there, isn't it? Teriyaki boy. No, I tried. I couldn't eat any of that.
Okay.
Let me think about it here, Kim. Let's I mean, I've been to Kenny Rogers is okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. You want us?
Test. Sounded like I was on for a minute.
You want the quarter chicken or do you want ribs?
Oh, chicken's fine. I don't know. It's probably been 3 years since I ate there, so I can't even remember.
So
but
you can get the roasted chicken and you want some sides, like
yeah.
Corn and carrots.
Can you think? Can I try to think like an American?
I'm going to get you mashed potatoes and mac and cheese.
No, I can't eat mac and cheese. Yeah. No, good, yeah, I don't like mac and cheese.
Steamed vegetables.
No, they have corn there. It's pretty nice. I like the corn and the mashed corn and carrot. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and some chicken. But white meat generally, you know. Thank you. I appreciate it. But is it noon?
Yes.
But where?
Actually, it was supposed to be in your staff.
It's just three of us, right? Or, I don't care, wherever. But here's what's changing my schedule is I have a meeting at 11:45 with Steve. It's about 15 minutes, so I'll be up on the fourth floor.
Okay.
Is that where they'll be?
No.
But what's going on in MMR right now?
There's a meeting, but it's going to end very well.
Oh, well, you want to just meet there then? Great. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, before we start, we have to see the latest picture of my youngest grandson.
Congratulations.
We got this in the mail yesterday. Little Griffey is eight months old today.
Is it?
That's my oldest son's firstborn son, my youngest grandson, Griffey. Cute, huh?
Really weird. What's his Filipino nickname?
Well, his name is Griffin. So Griff, I don't know. What?
Or Griffin's close to Giorgio.
All right, let's finish up here, okay? Where are we? We're on develop your presentation. Yeah. I think we're on, I finished find good role models, didn't I?
Yes.
Develop your presentation. Not your strategic plan presentation, presentation of yourself, how you present yourself. So practice positive body language and good posture. This is important. It's a constant challenge for me too. I have bad posture. It's a genetic issue. It is, yeah. I come from a long line of people with bad posture, so I'm constantly aware of my posture. I have a tendency to slump, you know, and not stand up straight. We had a student in one of my classes a couple years ago in the School of Campus Ministry in the States, and he taught us all exercises on how to walk straight and stand straight and be and have good posture. So I'm always thinking about that, trying consciously stand up straight. And even when I'm walking, I'm thinking, walk straighter, walk straighter. Then I'll pass a mirror and I'm still slumping over. Gosh, this is hard. But your body language, do you know what body language? You've seen studies about that, right? So it's what you communicate to people without your words, in the way you look at them and how expressive you are. If you're kind of looking away, you're communicating, you're not really listening, and all those sorts of things. Dress in a way that expresses confidence and pride. Now, I'm not listing myself as the example in any particular one here, okay? So do as I say, not as I do. A way that expresses confidence and pride. I'm not a big fan of clothing. Two of the things in the world I hate to spend money on the most are meals out, food at a restaurant. Okay, I just hate spending money at a restaurant. If it wasn't for my wife, I would hardly ever go to a restaurant. I just hate spending my money. I know most Filipinos can't understand that. I hate spending money on food at a restaurant, and I hate buying clothes. I hate spending money on clothes. My wife has to force me to buy clothes. And I make it real simple. I have just one designer. I wear Eddie Bauer dress shirts. That's it. That I buy on the internet. It's a catalog. So all of my shirts, all the same designer. Eddie Bauer. I know the exact size. They're always the same. It's perfect. Different patterns, different colors, but just Eddie Bauer and then Levi jeans. So Eddie Bauer, that's all that's in my closet. That's it right there. Real simple. And thank God, you know, that we're in a newer environment where you can preach in jeans and come to work in jeans. And it was tormenting years before when you had to have suits. You had to preach in a suit, you know, and a tie. Thank God those days are over. Although we have a couple of Bethel churches in, Every Nation Churches Bethel in the Nashville area, two of my children go to Pastor Steve's congregation, which is very casual. Two of my children are actually on staff at the Pastor James Lowe's church. And he came from, black Pentecostal churches in the United States are very formal. And you dress to the nines. So if you go, the largest black Pentecostal denomination is Church of God in Christ, and it's called Kojic. You go to their annual conference in Memphis, about 30,000 people, and it's some of the finest duds you've ever seen. You talk about people dressed, men with all kinds of colored suits, crushed purple velvet suits, and bright red and pink and orange. And the man and the woman, they match. Yeah. Yeah, so I preach in black churches where, in black churches, often the pastor and his wife sit on stage. Have you ever seen that? They've got like these throne chairs, like big thrones they sit on. And they're behind you, you know, while you're preaching. And they're matched. Their outfits match one another. So it's quite a phenomena. It's a cultural phenomena. And so in that church, so my two son-in-laws, they got to wear a tie, sports coat to church every Sunday. And you preach in a suit. So I don't go to that congregation when I'm at home. But you dress in a way that expresses confidence and pride. Okay? So you do the best you can. And dress communicates what you think about the people you're around and what you think about yourself. So you have to be conscious of that. Display, here's one I like the most. Display a genuine smile often. I discovered the amazing power of smiling. It's like a miracle what smiling does. And you know, this might be rudimentary to most of you, but this came as quite a revelation. I worked on smiling. And you know, I travel a lot, and smiling is a really powerful tool when you're traveling, because something's always going wrong. Some flight, there's always something wrong. And it's amazing how a pleasant demeanor and a real friendly smile can get you stuff that nobody else is getting. Like they're passing by everybody, but you're up there. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I know it's a crazy, hectic schedule. Everything's changed. People talking at you, but I appreciate it. So thank you. I said, what can I do for you? Some powerful smiling, practicing smiling. I practice. I think about it, and I'm conscious of what a smile can do to cheer up a person every day. You know, we live across the street in Surrender, and we know all the guards, you know, and we're friendly with the guards. And, you know, a lot of the people there treat the guards like they're second-class citizens. I mean, that's just how they think, you know. But every time we got something to say to the guards, we know their life, you know, and one of them's got 3 kids back in the province, so we ask how his boys are doing. And we always come with a great big smile, and it communicates you have value. You're an important person, and I appreciate what you do. And thank you that God made you unique like who you are. So display a genuine smile often. Some of you are going to be practicing in the mirror. Develop a sense of humor. Why did you laugh? Now this comes easier to a Filipino, I think. We had our meeting yesterday called SPAM, which is Strategic Philippine Apostolic Meeting or something. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we need an acronym for everything, don't we? SPAM. Oh gosh. And I don't know, we were playing a game or something and someone was antagonizing somebody. And I said to Michael Pederis, I said, I believe that mockery is a core value in the Philippines. Friendly, you know, mockery. But, you know, the first year I was here, people treated me with respect, but now I get mocked as much as anybody else, so, even more. Develop a sense of humor. And, you know, you can actually develop that. Now, some of you are a little bit more innately funny. Others, it comes a little more, it's more difficult. But you can get better. A friend of mine asked me, he was a pastor in the States, and I would come and speak for his school, and, you know, we'd have a lot of fun, and people would laugh. But nobody would laugh. No, they didn't have fun with him. And so he's talking to me, I'm just not funny. I said, well, how do you get funny? I said, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself. He said, like, -2. I said, now that was funny. That's good. That's a start. There's hope. You can get there. I think it starts with, first of all, I find the people who are generally have a good sense of humor know how to laugh at themselves. So they think about what a buffoon they really are and stupid things that they do, and they can make fun of that. And because of that, they see funny things in people. The people who take themselves too serious generally don't have a very good sense of humor. So laugh at yourself. Watch funny people. I'm looking at a whole batch of them right now. There's a lot of funny people. I travel a lot, and I get lots of time to watch funny people. Crazy people. I mean, when my wife and I, we travel together, and people walk by, I said, "That someone should have stopped that person before she left her house." And said, "Don't, you should not go out in that." What were you thinking when you put those two colors together? I have no idea what you were thinking about. they got plaids and checks and all kinds of going different lines. Oh my gosh. I need to read a magazine or something about how to dress. Watch funny people. All right, last one. Strengthen your communication. Strengthen your communication. You see, all of these were the characteristics that research had found charismatic people had. So they were all good communicators. That was a characteristic. Strengthen your communication, and you can. Constantly improve your verbal and written communication skills. Verbal and written communication skills, and there's ways to do it. I write out my sermons. I write my whole sermon out. And that forces me. It's a discipline. It's painful. It's hard. It's time consuming. But it forces me to get my ideas clear in my mind. It's a discipline of writing that forces me to be articulate about what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. So, of course, I never take my... From there, I create an outline. I never take my manuscript into the pulpit. But it helps me get clear on my thinking, and it helps me to improve my verbal and, of course, my written communication skills. So how can you in your job find ways to do that? Speak confidently and with the appropriate volume. And this is important. Most people don't talk loud enough. And I said, "Can you talk up, please?" Got to speak with the appropriate volume. Now, some people speak too loud. My best friend back in the States is Greg Tipton. And most of you probably don't know Greg, but some of you do. The ones that laughed, obviously you do. Greg is our director of 10 Days, and he also runs our campus ministry and just about everything. Now, Greg does not have an indoor voice. Yeah, he doesn't. So he doesn't have an indoor voice. When he speaks at our school of campus ministry, when I leave, I go down the hall, and I go in the men's room, I can hear him. He's loud. He's loud. Now, I've tried to help him because constant loud becomes like a drone. So I'm trying to get him to vary his volume and his intensity. Because he has one level and one speed. Fast and loud. And if you contrast that with slow and soft, it makes it even more powerful. So there's a few people like that that talk too loud. And I always have to remind them, now, Tippy, we share this office complex. There's an accountant next door who probably won't appreciate your screaming in tongues. I have to remind him of that. But for most people, yeah, that's what he does. Matter of fact, we're in constant communication. He's always texting. So some of his texts are just tongues. He texts his tongues. Yeah. He's a crazy man, okay? I'm telling you, he's a crazy man. But one of the finest people in the world.
All caps, intense. All in higher
intense. He's intense, yeah. Yeah, I got a text from him today. It's like, oh gosh, it's insanity. And his eyes kind of, he's like a wild-eyed fanatic. His eyes, man, geez, we got to rule Korala Basanda. Wow, Tippy. Intense, man. Good thing he doesn't drink coffee. Okay, listen actively when others speak. Practice active listening. It was that speaker, huh, Jojo? No fire's coming out, so we're okay. Listen actively when others speak. And last one, maintain eye contact when speaking and listening to other people. Maintain eye contact when speaking and listening to other people. Look them in the eyes and keep your contact with them. Don't start looking off or looking down, looking around. Communicate. Value through looking at them. All right, this is the practical time of our class. So take some time and look through these. And I'm going to get a few samples, because here's what I don't want you to write down. I don't want you to write something like this. I don't want you to say, I will display a genuine smile more. I don't want you to do that. I want you to get measurable. I want you to get a little more concrete about this. I want you to get to the point where you'll know if you've actually achieved what you've written down. Make it measurable. Make it more concrete. Make it more specific. But just think through these 20 and at least get one or two practical things from here on, I will, to develop my charisma. Go ahead. Take some time. Yeah, go ahead. Well, I think my answer, and you may not like it, may seem too spiritual to you, but as I was going down the list, the ones that you felt the Holy Spirit, I mean, there was some kind of connection with that one. That's where I would go. So what stood out to you is, wow, I should really do that. Okay, I'm going to call on a few of you, and we'll just see how well you did, what you came up with. Wenna, I want you to be first. She always has something provocative to say. What did you come up with? What's number one on your list?
First is finish reading my books.
All of them?
No, I'm presently reading two books. And yeah. Somehow for the first one, I lagged behind.
And do you ever do that? How many unfinished books do you have back at home? Yeah. But you know, let me just say about books. Not all books need to be finished. Okay?
Yeah, I sometimes skip one chapter or two.
Say it again?
I sometimes skip a chapter or two.
That's okay. Yeah. Some books should be skimmed. Some books should be read. Some books should be studied. So I try to evaluate, what is this book? Is it a skim? Get some interesting ideas. Yes. Is it a read? Or is it something I study? The ones I study, I'll go back and read. Underline, I'm working through them. Some you just don't have to finish them.
Actually, I was refreshed when you mentioned a while ago that we should read a variety of books.
Yeah.
I think the last time I read a storybook was maybe 10 years ago.
Wow. You're missing so much.
Yes. Because when I read a storybook, I can finish it in one whole day. But
yeah.
Somehow, with the responsibilities at work and family, you just skip that area. And
it's fun, yeah. My wife and I went and saw 12 Years a Slave, the movie. Not recommended. It was pretty intense. You have to be ready for an intense experience. But it was based on a true story. So then I got the book and read his actual account over the weekend. So it was long, but it was gripping, and you could finish it in 2 days. So, yeah, fiction. Sometimes Christians think fiction, that would be unspiritual. But the great fiction, I mean, all the great stories really have their origin in the one story. And they always point somehow to the one story. So there's tremendous value in reading fiction, especially good fiction. I read good fiction, then I read popular fiction. So the most popular author, not including the Bible or William Shakespeare, in the history of the world, you know who it is? Huh? No? Agatha Christie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Agatha Christie. So her two main detectives, Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple. So she wrote 85 books. I've read them all. Well, the most popular in history, so I figured I should read them, right? Pastor Steve wanted to read one, and he recommended it. So I recommended one because he reads a book on the plane. So when he goes back, he tries to read a book. So that'll be the last one he'll be reading. Yeah. Wena, what else? Anything else you want to tell me?
Enroll this August on facilities management training in UP.
So great.
Yeah.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
See, I like that. Those were very tangible, very realistic, very doable. You'll know if you did it or not. Excellent. You need someone here from you because that orange today is sort of standing out. You got a picture with you and Karen together. Uh-huh. It would be really colorful, wouldn't it?
Okay. I want to work on this area, improve your vocabulary.
So tell me what you wrote down. I will do.
I want to read and memorize at least one word a day.
Okay.
Internalize and use it whenever possible.
Yeah.
Okay. The second one.
Is that 7 a week or 5 a week?
7.
Yeah. Don't try that. Too much.
Too much?
Too much.
One word?
No, but not 7. Somewhere between 3 and 5. Otherwise, you'll quit. Think about it long term. So really, if you get 3 new words that you really get every week, mm-hmm. and you just do it for a long time, mm-hmm. it's better than a big, I'm going to just learn every word in the dictionary. Okay?
Learner.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Okay. That's good. That's very doable.
Okay, the second one is read widely and deeply. I'm more on reading books on leadership. I hate fiction.
Do you?
So.
Okay, I'm trying to still love you, Eunice. You know, in my family, my daughter, my Jessica, the one I talked about, who I talked about her earlier, just in case you think she's not that attractive. She's actually quite beautiful, see?
Yeah, she studied here before.
Yeah, she was here. She's beautiful, yeah. I mean, she's not in the same category as her sister, but she is. And, of course, that's the best you get right there, right? Your wedding picture? Yeah, it's all downhill after that, right? That's a joke. It's a joke. I'm joking. It's just a joke. So she married Barry. Now, Barry is a learner. Barry never read a fiction work in his life. Hates it, which it was almost a deal breaker whether he could get into our family or not. So my daughter now is reading him The Lord of the Rings. So they're reading out loud, and he's loving it.
Right.
So there is hope for you. There's hope.
Okay. So I'll start on reading at least one.
One what?
One fiction.
One a what? One a decade? One a
one
a week?
A
one a day?
Year.
One a year? One a year. Okay, yeah.
One a year. Because right now, since my function or my job is in logistics, the way I want to learn to improve on logistics is reading books authored by U.S. Navy SEALs.
Okay.
Yeah, they
But that's not fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm currently reading it, so
right, yeah.
That's...
Just make sure, pick a classic. Pick something that stood the test of time.
Like?
I don't know, but pick great literature. So.
Literature.
Yeah, literature.
Yes, suggestion.
She can help you. Okay, good. Give me another one. Naomi, take that microphone. It's coming right to you. Or is it Noemi?
Noemi.
So for me, I will set a day every month to have a fellowship with a good friend or a role model or a mentor.
Good. Do you know who it is going to be?
I have one in mind right now. But
great.
What I'm planning is to have, for example, this month I will meet a person who is successful in her career.
Yeah.
Then the following month is someone who is great in handling people or something.
Yeah.
A variety of
I
things.
Love that. See, I like that because it's doable. Mm-hmm. It's just one a month, okay? It's not, you're not setting your goals too high. And it's very specific. And it's something that's you can maintain. You can do that. It's not just something for a period of time, but you could do that once a month for the rest of your life. So, excellent. All right, I'm going to run up, and hopefully my meeting's actually going to happen now. So we're finished for the day. Miss Karen, unless you want to do anything else. But I'm going to run. So that was fun.
All right.
Wala pala akong mic. Ayan. Anyways, we're just going to be for the morning session as we have announced. Pastor Steve will move his session on April 11, 9 to 12. So April 11, okay. Inas niya kasi the other day if we can move it to April 11. So before we announce the date, we want to make sure that we have a room, we have... So now, everything has been confirmed. We have moved it to April 11. Okay? Next week, we will be here for the whole day with Sir Alex Castillo.